a very important program. I've been involved in the cattle industry for so long, and I've seen so much hardship brought upon the producers by the BSE crisis, that I think it's a very important thing that we keep on top of it by submitting sufficient numbers of samples and be diligent about it.
In your area, are you finding more producers participating in the program?
Unfortunately, over the last few years, our numbers have been declining. And this is one of the reasons why this campaign was launched, to create more awareness and encourage producers to keep submitting eligible cattle for sampling.
Can you talk briefly about the veterinarian's role in this? Like, if a producer calls you and says they have a downer animal or a suspect animal, what's the process?
It starts with the producer. This is our most important and critical part. And he would identify an animal that might be eligible for BSE testing. And he would call his local veterinarian. And the veterinarian would then determine whether the criteria are met, and would come out to the farm, look at the animal, and if the eligibility is there, he would take the sample and submit it, and I'll report the result of the test back to the producer.
Can you talk about the animals that qualify for the program?
The cattle have to be at least 30 months of age, and then they have to fall in the what we call the 4D categories. And that would be either a dead animal, one that's found dead for any unknown cause, or a downer animal, one that cannot get up without on its own, or one that's distressed, which would require on-farm emergency slaughter, or a diseased animal, like a chronically ill animal that will not respond to treatment. And on top of that, also all cases of neurological issues would qualify.
How does funding for this program work then?
The other parts of the program, I guess, other than the producer and the veterinarian, is the government of Alberta, who handles the veterinarian end of things, if you want. They reimburse the veterinarians for their time and their traveling costs and submitting of the sample. And then the federal government is the one that the CFIA is the one that actually reimburses the producer.
Would you encourage other veterinarians to participate in this program as well?
Oh, certainly. It's a good way to connect with the producers. If you're a large animal veterinarian, it would be a very important thing to do, and to be available for the producer to be part in this program. It's definitely the producer is the one that initiates it in the first place, but the very veterinarians play just as an important role as the producers do.
What would you say to producers who have not yet participated in the program? Why would you tell them they should participate?
Well, in my opinion, it's very important that they're aware that they would be doing it for their own interest. It's something that will keep us competitive in the international market. It is something that gives us or provides us with access to international markets. And if we fall short on our surveillance target, we actually risk losing some of that status that we have in the with our trading partners. It's something that I believe is in their own best interest.